Well, good morning, good afternoon, evening, whenever you might be listening in and joining us in church. My name is the Reverend Trevor Young. I'm the Senior Minister here at Abbotsford Anglican Church. Welcome to church. May this time with God be an encouragement to you, mindful that we share it with brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we're thinking about the question during our holiday Bible teaching time, does God ever sleep? Questions we may not think to ask God. And our mission focus for this month in September is on the work of the Thomases with Interserve in Thailand and also on Anglican Police Chaplaincy. Mindful that this Wednesday is Police Remembrance Day. Today helping me in the service are Manette and Tina. Manette will read the Bible readings for us and Tina will lead us in prayer. We're thankful for Colin Buchanan and Keith Christine Getty, whose songs will be playing during the service. Well, we've come together as the Church of God to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, to encourage one another, to hold fast to the hope he has given us, and to spur one another on to love and good deeds. So to prepare us, let us pray. Heavenly Father, this time with you and your people is special. Take our anxious thoughts and let us know your peace, your presence and your power. May we listen to your word with expectation, engage in what we pray and say, and worship you with all our heart, mind, soul and strength through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So as to remind us what God has said of himself in his word, the Bible, and to unite us with Christians past, present and future, the Church has three statements of belief we call creeds: the Athanasius Creed, the Nicene Creed and the Apostles' Creed. Let's state what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, it's school holidays, and the children from Kids Church have been encouraged to listen into church with their parents today. Hi, kids. Thanks for listening in. I hope you're enjoying some time away from the screen and listening in today. Thank you. I have a story from the Bible today when the disciples of Jesus thought he didn't care about them. They thought he didn't care about them because he had fallen asleep. Jesus calms the storm. Jesus and his disciples got into a boat. They wanted to cross the sea. Jesus took a nap. The waves gently rocked back and forth. Suddenly, a great storm came up. Waves smashed over the boat. The wind whipped around the disciples. They woke Jesus up and shouted, "The boat is sinking, Jesus. Don't you care?" Jesus stood up and said to the storm, "Stop, be still." And right away it was calm. "Why are you so afraid?" Jesus asked. "Where is your faith? Don't you know who I am?" The disciples were amazed, terrified, in fact. "Who is this man, Jesus?" they said to each other. "Even the wind and the waves obey him." from the sky above to the deepest sea. God is everywhere. And you're never too small to be loved by God. You're never beyond His care.
There's an old black crow sitting in the gum tree. He's plump and he's well fed. A beetle here, a cicada there, is the black crow's daily bread. I think it should be said, there's a Lord who cares for the old black crow, the wombat, the gecko and the kangaroo. And one thing sure, we are worth much more to the God who cares for people too. Mrs. Wombat digs herself a little burrow to keep her warm and dry. It's a home sweet home that she's made her own, better than money can buy. And here's the reason why. There's a Lord who cares for the old black crow, the wombat, the gecko and the kangaroo. And one thing sure, we are worth much more to the God who cares for people too. The gecko lives in the sands of the desert where it's very dry and hot. He's small and frail with a stumpy tail, but hungry he is not, 'cause all he needs he's got. There's a Lord who cares for the old black crow, the wombat, the gecko and the kangaroo. And one thing sure, we are worth much more to the God who cares for people too. The Lord cares too for the kangaroo. I think we all can see that worth much more to the living Lord is you and you and me.
And me.
And you and you and me. There's a Lord who cares for the old black crow, the wombat, the gecko and the kangaroo. And one thing sure, we are worth much more to the God who cares for people too.
Well, reading to us from the Bible this morning is Minette, and before she reads the Bible to us, let me pray this prayer. Gracious God, your word is alive and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. Today, when we hear your voice, deliver us from hardness of heart. Help us to put away everything that keeps us from persevering in your way, for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning, everyone, and may God bless you all. My first reading is from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 44. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." The second reading is Psalm 121. "I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks, Minette. Have you ever thought if God went to sleep? Would it worry you if he did? Would the universe come to a grinding halt? Would God cease to be able to provide and protect? I don't know about you, but actually I like sleeping. I think most of us do. I'm told that during lockdown we've slept more, dreamt more, and I found that true for me. I've been in bed most nights by 9:30 p.m. Maybe it's because we've got less things we can do, or more likely that we have more things to do that are different and the change and adjustment has wearied us. Does God ever go to sleep? Does he ever get weary? Does he tire? Does he need to take a rest like we do? What are the implications for us, the universe, his purpose, if he does? Does God cease to care for his people if he falls asleep? I think that's the question we're sort of worried about. Again, like the other questions we've raised in the previous weeks, our question has started from comparing God to us. If we sleep, well, we think God must sleep. This is understandable, but it's the wrong place to start. God is not like us. Our limitations and needs are not his needs, are not his limitations. Such is the nature of God as revealed by him in his word, the Bible. So to the Bible, we go again today to answer the question, does God ever sleep? Well, in the second of our readings that we heard read to us by Minette, in Psalm 121, which I understand is a favourite of a number of people, the psalmist speaks of God as his helper. And the reason for him doing so, you'll see there, is because God is the maker of the heavens and the earth. The psalmist understands this about God. God is the creator of the universe. And as creator, God has made the psalmist and the world he lives in. The psalmist belongs to God. And despite his world being fallen and uncertain like ours, and there is always need for him to call upon God for help, he can be certain that God can be trusted to care for him. For God neither slumbers nor sleeps. It doesn't mean that life would not be difficult. In fact, Jesus did say, didn't he not? In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I overcome this world. I think it's one of the fallacies that people think when they become Christians, that life's going to be a whole lot easier. It's actually quite harder, living life God's way. But God doesn't leave us on his own. He cares for us and he provides for us. His spirit lives in the Christian and guides us and helps us. And he cries out to God to be his helper. The psalmist knows that God will care for him because he is the creator of the universe, of the earth and the heavens. And as big a job as that was, and to sustain it, he still cares for the psalmist. In Mark 4, verse 35 to 41, the first of our readings that Minette read to us, the situation is similar but different. The disciples call upon Jesus for help. They're in a storm. They think they're drowning, right? And though the psalmist appears not to question if God cares for him, seeing Jesus asleep, the disciples do. Jesus, don't you care if we drown? Wake up! Do something! However, the lesson is the same for the disciples as it was for the psalmist. God can be trusted to care for them, even though he sleeps. For as creator, he is the one who sustains all things by his powerful word. Hebrews 1 verses 1 to 3. Seeing proof of this terrified the disciples when he told the wind and the waves to be still and there was a complete calm. Who is this man, they said to one another, that even the wind and the waves obey him? Jesus used their fear as an opportunity to help them to recognize who he is. That though God in the flesh took sleep, we need not fear, for we can be certain that God can always be trusted to be able to care for us. God in the flesh did take a sleep. He did have a nap. And I gather he slept every day. But that doesn't mean that God stops caring for us. Have you ever thought if God went to sleep? Would it worry you if he did? Would the universe come to a grinding halt? Would God cease to be able to provide and protect? No. We can be certain, as for the psalmist and as for the disciples, that God can always be trusted to be able to care for us. Amen.
To the hills from where does my help come?
Well, let us pray. It's great that we can come to God in prayer and know that wherever we might be, God is everywhere and he cares for us. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He constantly watches over his children. We fail him so often, and when we meet together, it's good that we have an opportunity together to confess our failures, our sin to him, and to know that we can be forgiven, because that's why he sent Jesus into the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ was sacrificed once and for all upon the cross, to bear the sins of many and to rise again to put us right. God therefore forgives those who look to his Son for mercy and forgiveness. Amen. Tina's going to come now and continue to lead us in our prayer time. Thanks, Tina.
Good morning. Let's continue to pray in the words Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, ruler over all, we come to you with our concerns and cares because there is no other God but you. You are our help and strength, always there to help, no matter when, day or night. There is no other God. You are not held in the confines of time. Praise be to the name of God for ever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. Glory to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O God of the nations, whose kingdom rules over all, have mercy on our broken world. Heavenly Father, we come to you with concerned hearts and minds as the world struggles with COVID-19. May you give wisdom to all governing leaders here and across the world in these difficult times. May vaccinations be shared amongst poorer nations and distribution be equal among people where the need is. Thank you for those who work to keep people safe. We especially thank you for those who continue to work hard for our safety. Police, doctors, nurses, paramedics, protect and sustain them. May people cooperate with authorities to keep others safe too. Here in Australia, we thank you for our leaders, our Prime Minister, our Premiers, and all those health authorities. Those also who work hard when seeking to help others in the community, such as tracing teams and health workers, the effort and contribution made. We pray for those who are fearful, sick, lonely, who grieve, the isolated, those who face financial challenges, mental health, or even difficult relationships. Please give them protection and help. We also ask that people will find your peace and comfort, O Lord. For we put our trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Eternal God and Father, your love reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. We thank you for your blessings in Jesus. We pray for your servants Jessica Shine and their children Oswin and Tamin as they serve you in Thailand. May they be able to get their new visas, but restrictions may be able to be lifted, especially for the schooling, and that Shine would be able to visit his family in India. Please keep them safe, well, and encouraged, and very aware of your presence each day. In Jesus' name, amen. Ruler over all, O God, we pray for our country and state. May our leaders, authorities, work to do what is right and good, and give them wisdom in governing. May all of us be concerned for the welfare of each other and our environment. May you give wisdom for the authorities in making decisions to enable this and not for their own gain. Thank you for all who seek to keep peace and security in our land. We pray especially for the police force. Help them to pursue justice for the common good. May they act with wisdom and compassion in all their work. Protect them from danger. Shield them from temptation. Enable them to be role models for whom they serve. We also pray for police chaplains that they would act with wisdom and compassion and love as they support police officers in their line of duty. We commit these people and these things to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, you are our strength and source of all goodness and love. We thank you for the blessings and provisions of our community and our church. May there be peace and harmony in this area, that local leaders would have wisdom to seek the good for all. Here in our church, we look to you, for you are our help and guide. There are people amongst us, O Lord, who need your help, those who continue to recover. We know who they are in our hearts, O Lord, and we bring them before you, those recovering, those who are lonely, those who are injured, those who are despairing. We ask for healing, comfort, and an awareness of your presence and love. Thank you for each and every person who is part of our church. Thank you for our neighbours, friends, and families. Thank you for all who teach and encourage us. May we all grow in Jesus each day. We offer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, who alone brings order to the human heart and the hope of eternal life for all who put their trust in him. Amen. Let us pray for God's forgiveness and for the happiness it brings. Father, you show your almighty power in your mercy and forgiveness. Continue to fill us with your gifts of love. Help us to hurry towards the eternal life you promised and to come to share in the joys of your kingdom. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thanks, Tina, for leading us in prayers. Last Friday, you would have received from Janice an email with the news and notes, and I encourage you to read the letter that I've sent to you, because very soon, the year is racing ahead. Lord willing, we'll be able to return once again to churching. It won't be the same as it was before just yet. We won't be rushing into this, but please read my letter and go on to that link and the interview of Michael with the Reverend Dominic Steele. Really helpful video for understanding what we need to be thinking about as we come back to church. Also, please join with me and others on a Sunday night from 5 to 6. Connect onto that Zoom link that Janice sent out on Friday, and I hope to see you there. Well, thank you for joining with me and others for church today. Please link in again next week when we think about the question, does God ever change his mind? Hope you've enjoyed this little sermon series. Let's close with a prayer. Gracious God, you made an eternal covenant with us through the blood of your Son, Jesus, and you brought him back from the dead as the great shepherd of your sheep. You are a God who always cares for his people. Equip us with everything good for doing your will. Work in us what is pleasing to you through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, the Lord be with you and also with you. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, amen.